wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Reaching out across the room, quietly the sun's gone down, the sailors seek the harbor. Look at us sailing in, decks awash but still afloat, and now the winds come up to rock us all. Ship safe at anchor, waiting out the long voyage round the Cape of Hope will take her. In the calm before the storm, sunny days and smoother water. When we hit the seventh wave, we found a line and caught her. Look into my eyes, let me see where you've been sailing. Like you, I've felt the storm, heard the wild waves wailing, riding out the storm like a ship. Thank you. rough and rocky. It's the deepest channel that runs most true. The brightest stars that mark her, steady as she goes. There's no turning back for sailors, for the ship on course and the sea wind fair. There's no need to fail her, riding out the storm like a ship safe at anchor, waiting out the long voyage round the cape that hope will take her.
Yeah, there's a nice song there, Safe at Anchor, Kate Wolf. It's to all you people out there on the water tonight. For that, the Kindles with Fire at First Sight, Fire at First Sight, and of course, start off with Tom Paul Glazer, Put Another Log on the Fire. Yeah, it's about 14 minutes after 10, nice warm 34 degrees, and tomorrow's the big day, I guess, for all you connoisseurs of turkey. Hope you're having a good week and a nice day tomorrow. Anyway, could be playing country music here all night, at least mostly country. I don't know, mate. Sometimes I guess lean a little toward a folk song or something now and then, but basically country music. And I got to continue on with one of the good ones, George Jones.
It's been a year since the last time I've seen her. My God, I could swear it was 10. And the ocean of liquor I drank to forget her is gonna kill me, but I'll drink till then. I've been living in hell with a bar for a sail, still paying for my cheating crime. Oh, and I've got a long way to go, still doing time, still doing time in a honky-tonk prison, still doing time where a man ain't forgiven. And I find still doing time. Oh, when you've caught speeding twice, it's 20 to life in a place where the sun never shines. And tomorrow you're gonna find me right here, still doing time, still doing time in a honky-tonk prison, still doing time where a man ain't forgiven. I put heart up, and I'm fine, still doing time, still doing time.
Well,
Yeah, there's Emmylou Harris with Gold Watch and Chain. That's a song, or I guess originally written, I suppose, I don't know, I suppose it was recorded by the Carters way back when. It was written by E.P. Carter anyway. Ricky Skaggs teaming up a little there. Before that was George Jones with Still Doing Time. And speaking of Ricky Skaggs, I got his wife and sister-in-law and father-in-law, the Whites, here next online with Love Won't Wait.
Just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely life.
lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north, way up.
People's Court. This here's Arlo Drucker to Barlow's one-stop gas station, beer, ice, bread, milk, mini mart, and all-night video tape rental. Judge, what we got here is a marriage that's a regular catastrophe. That's right, me and my wife, Myrna Louise, while once passionately in love, now find that life has dealt us a cruel blow. Yes, as we have matured, our tastes have changed, and we've grown apart intellectually, philosophically, politically, and her recreation and culinary interests now fall along parallel lines that she'll never again intersect. What I mean, Judge, is that I can't stand that woman. Incompatible? No, I just hate her guts. About the only thing we can agree on is to get on your program and fight this thing out. Now, Myrna Louise's mama has even knitted us his and hers matching triple knit leisure suits for the occasion.
The litigants are entering the courtroom. The plaintiff, Arlo Druckert, and the defendant, his wife, Myrna Louise. Mr. Druckert is filing for divorce on the grounds that Myrna Louise has become an aerobics and health food nut who no longer shares his life's interests of watching TV, eating large quantities of junk food, and carp fishing.
No, I just hate her guts!
Hello, Judge Walton, let us on that beach court. Hello, Judge Walton, you're our court of last resort. My marriage is up against the wall. We won't get on the TV and tell it off. Judge Walton, let us on that people's court.
The judge has reviewed the case in his chambers and is about to speak.
All right.
I know you've been sworn and I've read your complaint. I've spent several hours going over the files that you both presented and find this hard to believe. Myrna Louise, is it true that you suddenly stopped preparing a breakfast of ham, eggs, grits, biscuits, and cream gravy for Arlo after having done so for 6 years and insist that he now eat a bowl of spinach crispies sprinkled with wheat germ and topped with kumquat yogurt? And Arlo, is it true that without Myrna Louise's knowledge or consent, you emptied out the entire contents of your ant colony into her best pair of one-size-fits-all pantyhose that she used as workout leotard?
Yeah, I did, Judge. I thought if she won't do them aerobic exercises, I'd really have to get them pudgy little legs off the ground. You should have seen the judge trying to get them bangs off. Made Jane Fonda look like Roy Orbison. I mean, them little far angels think he's so smooth.
Dismissed. The People's Court rules in favor of Myrna Louise.
The litigants are now leaving the courtroom. Here comes Myrna Louise. You must be pretty happy. The judge ruled in your favor and gave you everything.
I just appreciate that, Judge Walker, so much. I've been thinking this over, however, and I do want to be fair. While there ain't a bit sticky bone in my aerobic condition, quivering fire ain't ravaged body. I'm gonna let Arlo keep his ant colony and a styrofoam minnow bucket.
And here comes Arlo, our disillusioned convenience store owner.
I'm still pretty dadburn disillusioned to tell you that. My marriage to Myrna Louise was my fourth, and I ain't come out of a one of them. I've decided I ain't gonna get married again. No, sir. I'm just gonna go out every 3 or 4 years, find a woman I hate, and buy her a house. But even though I lost, I still recommend all you folks with problems call up the judge and say,
"Hello, Judge Walton, let us on that feast go. Hello, Judge Walton, you're our court of last resort. Our lives are up against the wall, won't get on TV, tell it all. Judge Walton, let us on that feast go." I said, "Hello, Judge Walton, let us on that people's court. Hello, Judge Walton, you're our court of last resort. Our lives are up against the wall, won't get on TV, tell it all. Judge Walton, let us on that people's court. Come on, come on, come on, Judge. Judge Walton, let's on that people's court. Hello, Judge Walton, don't you know you're the court of last resort. And our lives are up against the wall, won't get on TV, tell it all. Judge Walton, let us on."
Well, who else but Ray Stevens there with People's Court? And for that old-timer there, Johnny Horton with North to Alaska. Yeah, it's 10:31 in Petersburg, temperature 34 degrees, and while we're playing Johnny Horton, let's have another one here. Springtime in Alaska, Johnny Horton.
I must from Point Barren through a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon. As I walked in the door, the music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
When springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
It was red-headed Lil who was singing so sweet. I reached down and took the snowpacks off my feet. I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the saloon. With the caribou crawl and the grizzly bear hug, we did our dance on a coast. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I was as innocent as I could be. I didn't know Lil was Bighead's wife-to-be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, you'll be 6 feet
done right. There are things that tried to hide how I really feel inside. I'm just a hillbilly girl with the blues. You know these city lights can really blind a country girl. People of good fame, she's too green to refuse. But there's nothing worse than neon when the morning sun shines through to a hillbilly girl.
Jimmy Lee was hooking round the far turn of a funky southern on a dirt track. He had mud caked on his goggles and a screaming 350 sack upon his back. Well, as he passed the stands, he's feeling all tuckered out, when through the roar of his engine he heard somebody shout, "Stand on it, come on, boy, stand on it." Now Mary Beth started to drift, she hit the ship, but she just couldn't get a hand on it. She's racing Red Hills Bar, she had the deed to the ranch and a grand on it. With $8,000 blowing hot on the red line, she flew past a hitchhiker out on Route 39. He hollered, "Stand on it, go ahead baby, stand on it." When I went in doubt and you can't figure it out, just stand on it.
Stand on it.
Well, if your mind's confused, you don't know what you're gonna do, then but it's stand. Situation at hand, grab a girl, go see a rockabilly band, and stand on it. Come on, man, stand on it. Stand on it, y'all. He discovered America, even though he hadn't planned on it. He got lost and woke up one morning when he's about to land on it. He wouldn't have got out of Italy, man, that's for sure, without Queen Isabella standing on the shore shouting, "Stand on it, go ahead, man, stand on it." Well, I went in doubt and you can't figure it out, just stand on it.
Stand on
well, if your mind confused, you don't know what you're gonna do, then better stand on it.
Stand on
when
it.
If you've lost control, the situation's at hand. Grab a girl, go see her, I'm gonna feel it bad, and stand on it. Come on, man, stand on it. Oh, stand on it. Come on, y'all, stand on it.
Keep remembering forever and ever. was easy said. That night we parted, that we'd forget we ever had met. I haven't forgotten, I wonder if you have, or if your heart's too full of regret. As long as I live, if it be 1 hour, or if it be 100 years, I'll keep remembering forever and ever. I love you, dear, just as long as I live. All together, somehow without you, don't shine the same. In every bright star, I see your sweet face, and the soft breezes blowing seem to whisper your name. As long as I live, if it be 1 hour, or if it be 100 years, I'll keep remembering forever and ever. I love you, dear, just as long as I live.
The grass every week. The neighbor next door fixed the roof where it leaked. The job's going fine and the bills are all paid. And everyone thinks that I'm doing okay. There's a guy down at work. He's asked me out once or twice. Haven't said yes, but I'm thinking I might. Then on my way home, I thought I saw you walk by. If only I could get you out of my mind. What in the world am I gonna do about you? Wasn't much fun. It doesn't take long when you're shopping for one. And standing in line, I thought I saw you walk in. And that's when it started all over again. What
Reba McEntire there with What Am I Gonna Do About You? Jim Ringer before that, As Long As I Live. Mel McDaniel, Stand On It. Lacey J. Dalton with Hillbilly Girl with the Blues. And Holly Dunn with Daddy's Hands. And it's 49 minutes after 10, still hanging in there at 34 degrees. And let's see, I might as well read the weather forecast again. For tonight, rain and snow showers, east winds to 15 miles per hour, low in the lower 30s for Thursday. Tomorrow, Turkey Day, rain and snow showers. Sounds like it's nothing new. East winds to 15 miles per hour and highs in the middle to upper 30s. For Thursday night, chance of showers. Lows in the lower 30s, and on Friday, rain. Highs near 40. So maybe going to get a little bit warmer. Rain and snow. And here's a group called the Sweethearts of the Rodeo.
Bottle, I'll have me a swig. a honky-tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark. We won't fool around. But if you run short of money, honey, I'll run short of time. 'Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time.
Thank you. If I live to be 100, I guess I'll never clear my name. 'Cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go. They're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. Yeah,
there's one goes back a few years. Merle Haggard with Branded Man. For that was Rosie Flores with Old Fats Domino Tune I'm Walking, and Lefty Frizzell with If You Got the Money, Honey, I Got the Time. Hank Williams Jr., let's see, before that with Country State of Mind, and it is now 11:05. 34 degrees, I think it's been that since I got here, and 29.13 inches on the barometric scale, and it's, I guess, stabilized, and the wind's 2 knots out of the southwest, so kind of nice out, I guess. And let's see what we got coming up next. Well, I haven't heard this one. It sounds interesting. Roseanne Cash, I heard of her, and I'm sure you have. She had quite a few big country hits lately, and this one's called My Baby Thinks He's a Train, so let's see what it's all about.
than the one that blows down a lonesome railroad line. No prettier sight than looking back at a town you've left behind. But there's nothing that's as real as the love that's in my mind. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. There's lots of things along the road I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind, tell myself I'm free. But your smallest whisper's louder than the highway's call to me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. All the mountains and the rivers and the valleys can't compare with your bluely dancing, flashing eyes, your yellow shining hair. I could never hit that open road and leave you alive there. So close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. So lay your head back easy, love, close your crying eyes. I'll be laying here beside you when the sun comes on the rise. And I'll stay as long as the cuckoo wails and lonesome bluebird flies. Just close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning, darling. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while.
I tried so hard, you know I can't do more. It's the turn of the cards, it's the close of the door. The lies you told, you know they hurt so deep. So I gave to you
Well, there's Southern Pacific looking for a girl like Emmy Lou, and had a couple right before that by Emmy Lou. Let's see what we have. Sweetheart of the Rodeo and White Line. The Judds before Emmy Lou with Crying Myself to Sleep. And George Hamilton the Fourth with I'll Be There in the Morning. Well, it's 11:26. This is KFSK. Temperature now down 33 degrees. Yeah, let's see. We've got Jim Ringer and I guess it's Mary McCaslin first and Jim Ringer with an oldie there, Bramble in the Rose.
We have been so close together. Each a candle, each a flame. All the dangers were outside us.
just to see what we can do. To ourselves and to each other, without really meaning to. See how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Love grows like the bramble and the rose. Found each other, we will twine.
So put your arms around me, and we'll sing a true love song.
And we'll learn to sing together, sing and laugh.
memory about my home in Tennessee. Yesterday keeps calling me, calling me home. Mountains rising in my soul, higher than the dreams I've known. Misty-eyed, they cling to me, my Smoky Mountain memory. An old gray man with a dog asleep at his feet plays a worn-out fiddle full of melody. He smiles with his eyes, but the lines on his face told me as much as the tunes he played. Talking about my Smoky Mountain memory. Pretty girls in Tennessee. I was such a fool to leave her all alone. Think about her in my dreams. I wonder if she thinks of me. I always hold her close to me in my Smoky Mountain memory. Some mountain memories. I've been down a lonely road, so far from home. Nothing left to hold on to. I made some plans, but they fell through. Now there's nothing left for me but my Smoky Mountain memories. Yesterday keeps calling me home. Mountains rising in my soul, higher than the dreams I've known. Misty-eyed, they cling to me, my Smoky Mountain memory.
Thank you. without talking.
Then we came back here in the heat of the day,
tired of walking. Where under her breath she hummed to herself a tune.
Now the Bourbon Street lady sleeps like a baby in the shadow. She was dear to me, full of mystery, but now I know. She's just a girl, and I'm just a guy in the blue. Fall in love in a hot afternoon.
Admit the questions that I know
Well, don't cheat in our hometown. That's at least what Ricky Skaggs is saying. Let's see. Before Ricky had Gene Watson with kind of an old one there, Love in a Hot Afternoon, another old one there by Conway Twitty. Hello, darling. And let's see. About catch this up. It's 42 minutes after 11, 33 degrees. Well, I'm going to apologize on this next one before I play it. The reason I'm going to apologize, it's not that it's a bad song or anything, it's just not, if you're a true blue country fan, you may be a little put out that I'm going to play an old rock and roll song here. Actually, it's a rhythm and blues type. I got a special reason, which I won't go into, but anyway, I'm going to play a Marvin Gaye song of all things, and hope you don't get too put off by it. It's a pretty good one. You've seen that commercial on television, haven't you, with the grapes? Well, I'm going to play the original. And then we'll get back to country music after that.